Let me walk you through some of the disciplines of the Power of Seven personal financial disciplines. The first discipline is having a comprehensive financial awareness. You know, in the early days of my own career, often you're just working so hard to make everything happen that you never really pause long enough to assess where you are currently and then help make determinations as to where you're going to need to go in the future. So we believe it is critically important to look at your current situation. When I was a child, there were times Dad would say to my mom, honey, go get the checkbook and let's see if we can pay some bills. I grew up in a home where there was not an abundance of financial resources by any means. My dad was a pastor and mom worked as a licensed practical nurse to kind of help keep food on the table. And so there were times where those sessions would literally end with my mom in tears. And I'll never forget as a child thinking, you know, someday things are going to be better. Well, in order for things to become better, you've got to know currently where you are and how we're going to move toward specific goals. So in attaining a comprehensive financial awareness, we have provided for you some data gathering forms that are very easy to complete, but it just gives us an overall snapshot view of what the current situation looks like. We can then make assessments, compile financial planning information that we believe would be appropriate, and then sit back down together with you again and review those specific points that we believe will be important. We also like to gather that information and help you in determining somewhat of a gross death estate, because that's the total estate that potentially can be impacted in terms of federal estate taxes. We take a look at then eliminating any debt from that, if there is any debt on the estate, and have kind of then a net death estate. We eliminate then things like the insurance, and we just kind of have a gross value of the or your current net worth. So we want to make a determination as to what the net worth is today and then what it needs to be at the time that you'll consider retirement. Because at some point, you're going to want to start taking an income distribution from your nest egg. So we want to look at growing that nest egg through the years to a certain point. You may already be at that point. This may be a time in your life where you have chosen to, let's say, retire. You're going to transition away from your current profession. We want to look now at the income income distribution that would come from the estate from this point forward. We also like to make a determination of how long will the nest egg last. We want to see, based on various estimated, let's say, returns, a certain estimated impact of inflation, then what could be expected going forward in terms of the potential income stream. So having that awareness is the beginning place. And from there, then we're able to dig in deeper to the other financial disciplines.